Hey, this is Dave Ennis from Restless Heart calling for Joe Friday.
Dave, good morning. We are so excited about having Restless Heart at our pastor party. And I heard that there's a few members of the band that have Smoky roots.
Well, as do I. I'm from Bartlesville. Our bass player's from Altus. And our awesome. Guitar player, Greg, is from Nakoma Park, which is the, you know, suburb of OKC.
It's homecoming. I love this. This is awesome. Everything's...
Yeah, man, it's a homecoming. We're looking forward to it.
What amazes me about Restless Heart is you guys have been together for 30-plus years.
So, yeah, a long time. My entire professional career I've spent, you know, in close proximity with Restless Heart. It's all five originals, and you know, it's like a marriage, you know. We just...
How have you guys been able to kind of work things out for this long?
I don't have any idea. We recognize the value of what we have because our fans have been so supportive of us, and we've had so much encouragement from other artists through the years. And still currently, and radio has played us from day one. We've just had so many things go our way, you know, so much support from outside the organization that in the tough times where our egos were clashing and, you know, whatever, I think we were able to see past that. You know, we're more mature and we recognize the value of being together. We're stronger as the five of us than we are individually. But, you know, the songs are a joy to play every night, and people want to hear them. You know, these are, we're mostly playing greatest hits, and then we toss in a couple of other things to keep things interesting for the folks that come out to hear us. But, you know, they want to hear those hits that meant so much to them, thanks to all of the great support we got from radio in the 80s and in the 90s. And so, you know, we try to get to all of that stuff, and then we toss in some stuff to, you know, to keep it... just to keep it fresh.
We're talking to Dave Ennis from Restless Heart. Going to be at our pastor party August 31st. Ticket info online at crankhank.com. You guys have had so many hits, so many number ones. How do you put together a playlist?
You know, we are blessed with a lot of songs that meant a lot to a lot of fans. And so, you know, we take that into consideration when we're putting our shows together.
Dave, I'm sure Restless Heart has played in some crazy places, but we take an open field, put up a stage, and year after year after year, thousands and thousands of people show up to Hank FM's pastor party.
Oh, man, that sounds fantastic.
It's
a pastor party.
It's the last official bash of the summer, and it's going to be a party. Dave, when we get back, I wanted to ask you, you guys were scheduled, Restless Heart, to do a show with Confederate Railroad in Illinois, and for political reasons, Confederate Railroad got canceled. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that when we come back. Thanks for cranking it to Hank FM. We're talking to Dave Ennis from Restless Heart. They're going to be live at our pastor party 2019. It's going to be Saturday, August 31st, the last official bash of the summer. It's going to be at I-44 Speedway. Tickets are now available online at crankhank.com. So, Dave, you guys were scheduled to do a show with Confederate Railroad in Illinois, and Confederate Railroad got canceled for political reasons. What are your thoughts on this?
You know, I think it was really poor judgment on behalf of the, I don't know, someone on that fair board or wherever that decision came from. I think they probably made a decision based upon some kind of blowback they were getting from some avid, you know, complainer, and then they probably opened up a Pandora's box and went, oh man, why did we do that? So, but I will tell you that as far as the Confederate Railroad guys go, they're great guys, and we've done shows with them before. I think they had played that fair at least once before, maybe more. But yeah, that's a shame because they're such great guys, and we're big fans of theirs, and they've been supportive of us, and of course. They were insistent that, of course, you know, we were contracted to play a show, and so is Shenandoah. So, you know, they get to stay home and keep the deposit. They had half their money up front, so, you know, they're keeping that and probably book another show. So, you know, they're okay on the financial side of things, but as far as the, you know, just all of the political back and forth and that, all of that controversy, that's just, you know, it's a shame that that has to bleed over into just, you know, a bunch of hard working guys that are out there, you know, trying to roll up and down the road and play shows for all of these years, and they've got great songs. They're a wonderful band and really entertaining. So, you know, I think there's probably a lot of people that have rallied to their support, though, and they probably, you know, had some folks say, well, you know, we need to book Confederate Railroad because they've gotten all kinds of press as a result of that controversy. And you know what they say, all press is good press.
The Hank listeners have spoken. And Confederate Railroad will be on the bill with you guys on August 31st. So we're going to reunite you guys.
See what I'm saying? That's fantastic.
Oh, it is going to be a party on August 31st. So you guys will be together again.
Oh, man, I'm glad to hear it. And that's really good news. You know, we were fortunate to be inducted into the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame here a few years ago. So we got the three Okies making a homecoming, and I'm so glad that we're going to see Confederate Railroad. They're good guys, and you won't be sorry if you've never heard them before. Their live show is excellent. It's really fun.
It's going to be a party. It's going to be August 31st. It's going to be at the I-44 Speedway. It's our pasture party, and it'll be thousands of folks out there to see Restless Heart play. And we're so happy to bring you guys back home to Oklahoma and reunite you with Confederate Railroad. We're looking forward to seeing you guys.
It's going to be a great party, and we're fortunate you wanted to have us come out, and we won't disappoint. We're going to give you a hell of a show.